new poll out at the end of this week shows that the Democrats are once again within striking distance of President Bush in the coming presidential campaign. The president is down to pre-Iraq War approval levels, 53%, according to the poll from the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. The number of people who say that the president should be re-elected has also dropped to within 5 points of the Democrat, without knowing who that Democrat might be. So who do they like on the other side? Considering that it's the summer of the year before the presidential election, it's not surprising that more than half the voters say they don't know who former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is. Presumably his face on the cover of national news magazines is about to change that. In the top tier of candidates in this poll, Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut is the best known, and about half the voters surveyed said they'd consider voting for him. But name recognition does not put him way ahead of the pack. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts and Congressman Richard Gephardt of Missouri are also well known and also have about half the voters looking them over, saying they could vote for them. My interpretation of that would be that the president is still out in front, but the Democrats have a solid set of possible presidents in the running, with Mr. Dean moving up on the outside, vice presidential possibilities further down in the pack, and so far a good number of Americans feel comfortable with that. And in other numbers, this poll shows Americans returning to normal issues. In a time of economic stress, 57% now think the president should be concentrating on the economy, 27% on the war on terror. That's led by Democrats and independents, but Republicans are just about evenly split on the economy versus the war on terror. During the war, the gender gap closed as women's concerns about national security trumped other considerations. Now it's opened again, and women are focusing more on domestic issues. The poll shows that young people are more concerned than any other group about the economy. Health care is shaping up as a big issue, as people say they want guaranteed health care even if tax cuts have to be sacrificed. By 2-1, Americans believe the decision to go to war in Iraq was the right call. But growing numbers are concerned that things are not going well over there. Overall, the poll tells me that the American people are taking in what's going on, sounding sensible, looking at alternatives, returning to regular order.